Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Are you in contact with Rogers? Anything like that, Coach?
The Rich Eisen Show.
I reached out to him. You never want to see that.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What's it going to be like when you see Devontae Adams?
Oh, man, that's a tough one for me. It's always hard when you see a guy of that caliber go to another team.
Earlier on the show, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, Fox Sports college football insider Bruce Feldman. Coming up, actor and comedian David Spade. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. We just said goodbye to Bruce Feldman of Fox Sports and The Athletic. Great conversation we had about Caleb Williams in the next level. Honestly, I watched this kid play football for USC, and obviously it's important for all the Trojan fans I know here in Los Angeles and around about whether they win or lose. But for me, I look at him as that's the first overall pick in the upcoming draft in Detroit, 100%. And whose fan base is he going to delight just by the fact that they get that pick? And how will that affect wins and losses in the NFL this year? I honestly, it's a fascinating situation to me. And the thing that Bruce Feldman said when I brought this up, I said, maybe the last time is I'm watching a game in college football where I'm like, that is the first overall pick in the draft that everyone's going to fall over themselves to try and go get, including me as a Jet fan. As you know, the Jets were winless. And I thought they were going to get Trevor Lawrence. That's the whole Zach Wilson stuff started right here in L.A. when the Jets won a game against the Rams. They had no business winning. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, there, yeah. Well, there we go. And so as Zach Wilson and the Jets stroll in to Denver, Colorado, coming up this weekend and trying to turn things around while Aaron Rodgers is out with an Achilles injury for the Jets, words I did not think were possible when I was hoping them to go, they would go get Trevor Lawrence. We're talking about Caleb Williams. And I said that last time we saw somebody play college football like Caleb Williams, thinking that's the first overall pick in the draft and he's that special, was Trevor Lawrence. Were you surprised when Bruce said he's even better than Trevor Lawrence? Because Trevor Lawrence was hands down.
Well, and spent 2 years playing college football as, oh, well, this guy's the number one pick.
Right.
Like, we knew it after his freshman year at Clemson.
Yeah. He had so many teams at hello when he ran away from the Ohio State defense.
Yeah.
Not throw past them, ran away from them. And I'm going to see him in London on Sunday on NFL Network, Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars against Josh Allen and the Bills on NFL Network. Kurt Warner and I will be in the booth for that one. Great chat with Baker Mayfield in hour number one.
That was fun.
And he said that Caleb Williams is 100% the Heisman Trophy winning vote for him right now, entering October. And totally agreed that Caleb Williams looks like Mahomes. He didn't have any pushback. He didn't go, you know.
And Baker would know. Remember, one of the most entertaining games from that college football season of was Texas Tech, Oklahoma. It was like 70-something to 70-something.
Right.
Both those guys just going touchdown.
He would know.
Yeah.
Like
almost 2,000 yards of offense.
Totally forgotten about that.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Windows of practice windows opening today. Do you hear that? You're in Los Angeles? If you hear that, hold on a minute. That's the sound of a practice window creaking open in Thousand Oaks, California. As the Rams welcome Cooper Kupp back on the practice field. He might go this weekend for the Rams against the Eagles. How about you?
All right. That's going to be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? That would mean you would go to the game instead of selling your tickets, right, to an Eagles fan to make that place louder against your Rams, right?
I think my pack went out. I can't hear you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm having a hard time.
That was my favorite segment yesterday is when we asked the question, we being the Royal, who's going to be in SoFi Stadium more this year? Taylor Swift, who played six dates there this year, or the two of you combined – with your season tickets.
Pretty funny, yeah.
And Del Tufo's already said, I'm only going to two of the games.
So you got to get four at least, if not five.
He's depending on you to get five to win.
To win, for the win.
No shot.
Do I count in this? Because I went to two nights of WrestleMania.
Oh.
And so if I, so if you.
So hold on.
It's two.
I went to a preseason game.
His Cowboys are coming to play the Chargers in that building in 2 Mondays, and he's not going to go.
The tie with us. TJ, go.
Your participation is crucial for this moment.
I went to a preseason game. That counts.
Part. I did two nights.
Hold on. You went to a preseason game.
That does count.
That does physically count. In that the counts. Stadium. So how many times have you been so far this year?
Zero.
Okay. Zero.
And you've been one. And you've been zero. Right
There's
now
no
it's
two.
One. Huh? So,
well, in April. No. He went in April.
That counts.
I went to see Monster Jam.
There you go.
In May. That's two.
Yes. That's three.
Yes.
That's three.
He's there.
WrestleMania, man.
And he came to Kansas, too.
We're way up.
Hold on, for football games.
Oh, well, okay.
Football games.
That wasn't specified.
Football games. All right? Football games.
It's different.
It's different.
Well, there was a triple threat match between Gunter, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus that was hitting like a football game.
That's basically football.
So they're beating the crap out of each other.
All right, so I got one.
Okay.
I've been to preseason.
Meanwhile, practice window opens for Cooper Kupp. And a practice window opening, we have to be real quiet for this one. And it's a good thing that the emergency broadcast system hasn't firing up our phones so we could actually hear the practice window in Indianapolis opening for Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, baby, yes. Got him. TMG, that's my guy.
Jonathan Taylor for the Indianapolis Colts.
Is Jason Taylor playing?
No, he's not.
I've been sitting on him.
Here we go. Shane Steichen, the floor is yours. How's he looking? You going to play him? What do you got?
JT's designated to return today. He'll be at walkthrough today. I decided to go walkthrough today just because we had back-to-back overtime games. So just making sure these guys are fresh and ready to go for Sunday.
And do you feel like him missing today, like is two practices enough for him to even play on Sunday?
We'll see. You know, like I said, on Monday, we'll see how practice goes. So obviously, we got the walkthrough today and then practice, you know, Thursday, Friday, and just see where he's at.
Let's see. Just see. That's not an acceptable answer.
Did he say issue?
Huh?
Did he use the word issue, like, to skip?
I don't know.
Yeah. To bypass?
That would be impressive.
Well done. Big word alert.
Or is it issue? Or he's talking about a shoe.
I think
wearing a shoe.
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
Could be that, too.
Good call.
I don't know. Dude, do you know what Jonathan Taylor would be able to do with Anthony Richardson? And this could happen Sunday?
Yeah, turn my fantasy football season around.
Dudes. Ladies and gentlemen.
I think that was the idea.
This is the idea. Yes, this is the idea.
That's kind of why they took it.
And honestly, unless Jonathan Taylor decides to turn down a paycheck, which is why you always force the issue if you're a team on somebody who's saying, I'm holding out. But this Colts team with a rookie quarterback is 2-2, just like the Texans are 2-2 with a rookie quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts, with Jonathan Taylor coming back just in time for Tennessee to come into town. This is big, folks, because the Colts already are 1-1 in division, but they've lost one at home in division, the first one against Jacksonville. But they have emerged from Jonathan Taylor's four-game PUP absence, with Taylor still on the team, and this team in a four-way tie for first in the AFC South at 2-2. Jacksonville has taken on the Bills in the first game of four windows of football. Chris Brockman coining the phrase for Christmas in October. Four windows of football, Santa. May I have it?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Jacksonville's taken on the Bills. Houston is taking on Atlanta in Atlanta. And Tennessee is in the house. Jonathan Taylor, what he can do is entirely significant. And I cannot wait to see it. And I hope we do get to see it as that practice window opens up. Now then, it's time. It's time for me to tell you where teams rank powerfully. My Wednesday power rankings hit it. Rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
Yes, yes.
Here we go.
Here we go. I've got two new teams to start the list.
Oh, yeah.
Two new teams to start the list. Number 10 on my power rankings list are your leaders in the NFC South. Our first hour guest friend, Baker Mayfield's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On a bye week at 3-1, they're going to dominate this bye week like they've dominated the first 4 weeks of this season, with the exception of the Eagles. But that's ruining my narrative here. Hey, man. Defense can buzz around. Baker finds Mike Evans, finds Godwin, Rashad White running the football nicely. Good start. And a road win in New Orleans in their back pocket to move forward. What a big W that was in week four, their 10th on my power rankings list. New to the power rankings list again, just like the Buccaneers were once on it, then off it, now they're back on it. I got to put the Ravens here at 3-1, banged up all over the place. You could sit here and say they lost to the Colts at home and then got a huge break in Deshaun Watson not being able to answer the bell. But you are what you are in this league, and what I think the Ravens would be able to do is beat two-thirds of the league if they face them, which is why they're in my top 10 power rankings, and they lead the AFC North right now with a big win in Cleveland. We'll see what happens the next time they face one another. And I do see the Ravens in London to take on the Titans in 1 week from now. The Ravens with a big game at Pittsburgh. If they win this one, they would not only be 3-1 division, but all three games, winning games on the road. That is huge. Eighth on the list, no change. The Detroit Lions, after what they did against the Green Bay Packers, I believe they're a better team on the road. And if they start improving at home, look out. They have the upper hand in the NFC North. Just 4 weeks in, they're eighth on the list. No change. Same for the Seahawks. Do I think the Lions and Seahawks playing each other again might result in a different result?
Maybe.
But the Seahawks beat them. I can't rank the Seahawks above the Lions, certainly after they sacked Daniel Jones 11 times and have Devin Witherspoon with a coming out party and are going to get better. They're on a bye week, seventh on the list. The Cowboys, no change either. They were sixth last week. I keep them sixth this week. I still think I need to see them against a team that isn't quarterbacked by a guy named Jones or Zach Wilson. Let's see what happens this weekend. Obviously, if they beat the San Francisco 49ers, they'll be higher than sixth. I have the Dolphins at five. I think the Dolphins beat the Cowboys if they play each other right now. And the Dolphins are down three spots after getting handed their first loss of the season in emphatic fashion by the Buffalo Bills. Number four on the list, no change, Philadelphia Eagles. I keep them four because I think the team at three would be the team that would definitely beat them in a face-to-face matchup. And we are going to see Kansas City play Philadelphia on Monday Night Football in Week 11. But the Chiefs are number three on this list. Even though they had a dicey situation against Zach Wilson and the Jets, they are three on this list. Number two, up three spots. I think they are playing the best football in the American Football Conference. The Buffalo Bills right now have won three straight games, all of them by 28 points or more. Holy cow, are they on a roll? And my number one team in my power rankings for the third consecutive week, I've got the San Francisco 49ers sitting right there at 4-0 for Brock Purdy and the rest of this team. They are playing the most complimentary football and the most complete team in football through 4 weeks. San Francisco leads my power rankings. And that's it for my week four power rankings and scene. Let's take a break. When we come back, David Spade will talk snake oil and we will count down to the emergency broadcasting system interrupting our phone lives. Coming up next. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell us about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's so fun and so easy. You know I love this stuff. You pick two or more players based on their stats and place their entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks. Boom, you're part of the action. And they have weekly promotions that can lead to big prizes. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. I'm more invested in the outcome and I get real-time updates. like this weekend. You know, if I'm thinking about a certain Indianapolis quarterback going over his rushing yards, or maybe a Pittsburgh receiver getting more than his allotted catches, there I am. Boom. I love it. I love Prize Picks. You should too.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Susie Schuster and Amy Trask present offbeat conversations and expert sports commentary as they ask, what the football?
When my family found out how long it took me to figure out why Charles Woodson named his wine Intercept, they said, there's a reason that you had trouble in school.
You know, not everyone knows, you know, when they think of a bottle of Intercept, they don't know that I play football.
Well, what I've learned is a smooth defensive back can make smooth wine.
That's what it's all about.
What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. The podcast is available Tuesdays, wherever you listen.
All right, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. David Spade is here, the host of Snake Oil, that airs tonight and every Wednesday night Eastern on Fox. How are you, David Spade?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, man. Oh, they sink down.
They do sink down.
I forgot they specially made these to be uncomfortable.
Now you need to pull your microphone closer to you. See, there you go. All right, in the meantime, here, let's see a clip of Snake Oil, an all-new original format,
as
the kids
say. Folks.
Here you go. So there
it's complicated.
There is some real stuff and then some snake oil salesmen trying to sell to contestants on fake stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
All right, let's check a clip.
We got it. I think we get it.
Comeback time!
Welcome back to Snake Oil.
Thanks for your help.
Three has $55,500.
Yes, she does.
Tony has $43,000. But it's still anybody's ball game because it's time for the big investment.
It's the one right here. This is it.
All right, this time the minimum investment jumps to $20,000, and you can bet as much as you have in your bank, up to $50,000. But this time you only get to question one rep about their product, and you'll be investing more money with less info. All right, twins Tony and Dwight are trailing, so they get to pick first.
Was all that for that one joke?
That was a great joke.
It's a long windup.
It's a great joke. Well, Dwight Howard and Adam Devine are the celebrity guests. The celebrity guests change every week, too, right?
Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah, they do. Yeah. We're not cutting corners, dude.
No way.
It's boom, boom, boom.
You can't. Oh, there it is.
It's already.
Oh. It was 2 minutes early.
Oh. The phone thing?
Wow.
See?
It's all happening.
They switched it up.
Early.
They switched it up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Is that an Amber Alert, or is it a phone? Is it the other
one? It's the real deal.
This is a test of the National Wireless.
It's all going off. We were ready to set it up. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show. David Spade's here, as I'm sure everybody knows, but their phones just went off.
Is it over already?
That's sneaky National FEMA alert system. Right? They went an hour.
They went way early.
They went a minute and a half early.
But why do I feel sick? They put the laser beams or whatever
in
me.
True, I saw that
on live TV.
Suddenly, you went out.
Yeah,
but you're fine now. You're good.
No, I'm still shaky. But
did your phone go? I don't think your phone went off.
I left it in there because I'm not a moron. I left it in there. So when you guys all get poisoned, someone has to save everyone. It's true, dude. And it's 30 minutes. It infects your phone with.
So in case you just want to know, it's just a test. That's what it says here.
I know, but what's the test for what?
I don't know. Maybe what that's the whole point of it. We don't know, David.
We don't know. That's why everyone's a little itchy about it, because we don't really know what's going on.
Exactly.
It's like, let me just see your phone for a half hour. And you go, for what? They go, I'm just going to, don't worry about it. And you go, no, I'm worried about it. What are you doing? Going in my DMs? What are you doing? They do. It's just a test to check everyone's DMs.
I guess it's always.
And take screenshots.
FEMA just slid into my DMs? I had no idea.
Okay. I have had FEMA hit me late. Yo, where are you at? You up?
I'm bringing some sandbags over.
Yeah. Let me see how I look on the monitor.
You look great. You look great.
A little peaked, but overall.
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so. I think you look.
You got to go to London, dude.
I am going to London, yeah.
Are they still doing games there?
Yeah. They did one last week and then two more in a row. I'm going.
Are you trying to hype it up? Because I'm trying to hype it down.
I can tell.
You're trying to cancel out my... Yeah, I know.
I like tell, David.
I always like to get up at 9 and go, oh, let me watch the last 14 seconds of the Jags game. I mean, it's always the Jags, too. They're like, can the Jags play the Jags? Because they're the ones always going.
Oh, my gosh. This would be the worst promo in the history of NFL Network.
Where is it this weekend? Zanzibar?
Let me wake up and watch the last 15 seconds of the Jags game.
It's true. I wake up, I go, why did I lose so much money at DraftKings already? I'm like, oh, it's over. That's what.
My promo is tune in to watch Trevor Lawrence take on Josh Allen, the Jaguars, and the Bills. And you're like, 15 seconds of Jags game.
Yeah, the Bills can't get out of it. Wow, how are the Bills going over there?
Actually, it's one of their home games,
I like
David.
This back and forth. They call that a home game?
They do.
Aye, aye, aye.
By the way, now DirecTV's doing an emergency alert system.
Wow. They're jumping on the bandwagon. They're going to slide one in.
You can see the scroller on the screen right here. That's right here. As I'm watching all the.
Yeah, this is how World
how
War
am I going to get
starts.
My hot takes that's from true, sports actually. Television if you're going on an emergency alert system?
Oh, God, shows.
Yeah, maybe Skip Bayless is about to see the most profound thing of his entire career.
I know. Oh, I was going to tell you something.
What do you got?
How many times do they do games overseas or wherever?
They're doing more than ever. They're doing 3 in London this year. And by the way, I have 2 in Germany in November. You want to come? It's Dolphins Chiefs in November. I'm selling it. No
Dolphins. Well, that's a good game.
It is.
Yeah.
Better wake up for that.
I mean, I'll give them that. I'll wake up at 4 for that one. Germany is a tough time zone for me in general. I went there once. We went there for grown-ups. Oh, a couple of people remember. And we had to do press over there. So yeah. Sandler made us all go.
What is it like going on, press tour with
fun.
Those guys? Like
that was fun because we look like ballers. You know, we fly in like Harry and Meghan and everyone. You know, because over there, we're celebrities. And
what do you mean? Like as opposed to...
Well, there in the
like,
Grove.
What are you, the Jerry Lewis of Germany? Is
no,
saying?
We go over there. And Chris Rock goes, Spate... Because I go, I'm not going over there unless I'm famous. I'm not going over there. That's one condition. And he goes, I was in London, and you're on 2 different sitcoms. I go, oh, okay, we're getting there. Something. That's something. But we only go for 1 day each.
Okay.
So it's very, we don't know, we hit the local, Chili's, and that's it. We don't really get a feel for the city. And but we went there, and it was fun, and they're doing a bunch of games there. There's some still in America this year, right?
Yeah.
Games?
Yes, there are still some in America.
That's sometimes
so
more
have
fun.
You not gone to SoFi? Have you not gone to the new beautiful stadium here in Los Angeles,
I have not
California,
seen a game then? There.
Really?
I wanted to see the Cards game. And they're like, we can get you a box for like 20 grand. I go, I'm sorry, how many people are from Arizona that are on TV? How many? Roughly. Me and Hugh Downs?
Hugh Downs.
God dang, Irma Bombeck?
I didn't know you were going 2020 on me there, David.
I get it. When I started, I used to see Barkley around, and they sort of called him from Arizona because he was a huge star, on the Suns.
Yes, yeah.
And I got to see him a little bit then, but then when he moved out, I was like, thank you. I moved up a notch.
So are you saying the SoFi folks didn't buy the, hey, I can raise the Arizona.
And they go, why don't you go, my friend sells boxes there.
Yes.
And they're like, this one is fun. If you have a couple friends over, it's 44 grand. I go, for the year? They go, a game. I go, ba-da-da? I go, 44 grand? Maybe you're confusing me with Sandler. I go, why would I, 44 grand? I don't even know. They go, you can fit 18 people. I go, I don't know 18 people. I don't. What am I doing for 44 grand to watch them go 1-14 or whatever?
Gold-plated chicken tenders. I think
yeah,
that's
exactly.
It
better
much.
Be spaghetti and gold balls. So anyway, I went to a game once. This must be confusing because when guys, I saw a guy bring his girlfriend to the game. And I'm sure he coerced her like, oh, she wants to see what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to a game. And his favorite player, let's say, is Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And she's like, dude, he's 5 down from us. And he's like, because, they wear the jerseys. They don't understand that guys wear jerseys. She's like, it's halftime. Shouldn't he be getting the pep talk downstairs? Why is he in the stands? That's your favorite guy. And he's over there, too. And there's Josh Allen. But I think the girls don't understand the guys wear the guy's jersey. And it's a little odd. But But like if you went to the ballet with your girlfriend and then she's dressed like a ballerina, right? And then she has her hair in a top knot with chopsticks going, looking at the ballerina going, look, I did what you do. I look like you. So
yeah,
look at, and so it would be.
It is.
It's
weird.
A little, I mean, after you're like 11, but it's fine.
Well, our point is that I would not be able to allow, I couldn't wear a jersey to a game of anybody younger than me. You know, like I could wear Namath. I'm not wearing, you know, Zach Wilson's jersey.
Yeah, it's a little weird because the only good thing about those jerseys is when there's always a fight in the stands, you can go, it was Zach Wilson and he hit Burrow. And those two fought. And then some guy from the Raiders, I don't know who it was, came in.
That's right. It's Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Garoppolo with the fist.
I have another question.
In the lower bowl.
Yes, sir. You know about football. Yes. And we'll get to Snake Oil. We'll get to all the stuff you want to talk about. but Snake Oil's tonight, everyone. So when you're, let's say you're the Cardinals, because I'm, I'm from Arizona.
Yes, sir.
And at the beginning of the year, not exactly right now, but at the beginning of the year, if, the unwritten tanking happens with some of these teams.
Yes.
Is it very hard to motivate a team to play their best when you want them to play pretty good but not great?
Well, that I think
is very odd.
It's a tough needle to thread.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because everyone's such a competitor, they finally made it to the NFL.
Right, and the coach isn't going to take a job just to lose on purpose.
Right, and then he looks bad. Happen. He's like, "Oh, this is the tank year, right?" Take the blame. He's like, no, we were trying to do bad.
But they're not. They're actually.
No, they didn't. I like it that they're shaking it up a bit. They are doing well.
They are.
Yeah. So I like that part. But I just thought at the beginning of the year, and then does Kyler play? I don't know.
Well, that's the whole point. Is that
That's the business.
How quickly can he return?
It, right?
That is to see what the record is when he's actually able to come back, and the team will know if he's able to come back, and the players will know he can come back. But right now, their quarterback that they picked up 2 weeks before the season, Josh Dobbs, he's playing really well.
I recognize him on the waiver wire.
on your fantasy waiver wire.
Yeah, because no one grabbed him. Now people are starting to sniff around.
I know that. He must be on like everybody's waiver wire right now.
Yeah, and they're about to grab him because he's doing well. But some of the ones that are supposed to do good are bombing.
What fantasy league are you in? What are you doing? Are you in how many are you in? Just one? Or are you in multiple?
I'm in two.
You're in two?
One's a guillotine.
What does that mean?
That means 17 people pick teams, and then you just play to see who gets the best score, and the one that's the worst score is out for the year.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty stressful.
Are you still alive?
I'm alive. Last week was tough. This week is a bye week, because and that's where you get hurt. Because with 17 people drafting, my third pick is Tekashi 69. I don't even know who anyone is anymore. And he's starting. Because I don't know anyone. And so, but everyone's like really good in it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay, but 17?
What do you mean it's a bye week where nobody's playing this week?
You know, like I have, I think,
Herbert
Walker or someone's on
bye. Yeah, right. I see what you're saying.
And so when you don't have that good of a team anyway, and then you have to put someone on the bench, and then my bench is like the who's who of who cares. I might go low, and the game plays and you start to go low, and then someone else's team, then you go high, and then so the whole time you're freaking out.
Have you ever been in one of these?
No, I just heard TJ? About him before.
I did
season,
it with Matthew Berry. He's
oh, okay.
So he
is that why you're tweeting at him? Is that where you're
yeah, I gave okay. him some oh yeah, always because I said
so I saw that.
I said Taylor Swift's on a bye this week. Yeah, it was hilarious.
You don't think she's going to Minnesota, huh?
Got 4 retweets, which is actually not bad for me. out of my 3 million viewers or whatever they're called. Yeah, she's not going to Minnesota. I think when it gets colder, I think it's trickier.
I don't know. She might. Who knows?
No, I think
you're in that one, and then what's your other league?
Those two crazy kids, I want them together. My other one is a regular one with my dopey friends, and but it's only 10 of us, so the teams are all pretty good.
Okay. And that's the one that you want to win? Like, that's the one that, because you're in with your friends?
No, they don't want me to win, but...
Who's in it? Do we know anybody that's in it?
No, there's no bold names.
No?
No one that would excite you. Just friends from Arizona, which is... So I'm trying to replace them with celebrities as I move on in life, because they're dragging me down. But overall, I you do good in those sometimes. And everyone says, I won 3 years ago. It's so embarrassing, because who cares? And also, when it's only 10 teams, it's kind of luck,
I'm in a 10-team one, and I haven't won it in a long time.
Really? Let's look at a clip. Of you losing. Sadness.
Let's look at a clip of me losing, which is basically me in the last 9 years of this.
I look a little squinty today. Am I like?
Why?
Am I swollen? I think I slept on my face.
I don't know. It could be the emergency broadcast system thing that went off.
Beep. My eyes go like this.
By the way, how dare they go early? How dare they go early?
I know. It's early.
You
yeah.
can't go how early when you hype it up for weeks.
Yeah.
And that's it's just weird.
Like, well, it makes it seem like you're not all buttoned up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're going to be like, this thing's going to go off, and anything that goes off on 330 million way, right? phones, yeah, it's like very impressive.
Right. No, but the other way, right. These things pop up unannounced anyway, right? So they got to prove, 1220, boom, 1218.
No, we're gonna telling, keep you no, on no, your no, no. It's you telling you, when it goes off, don't worry. It's a test.
But you want them early. Something's going to happen. You want to know
you
a little bit.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, I know what you're saying. Like, cool. It should be all synced up to an exact thing because right. everyone gets ready for it.
Well, it's certainly, and if they're saying that's what it is, it's like, okay, these people are buttoned up, so I will believe it's real or it's not
right.
real.
They're not in some office like this with these idiots going like this. Hey, is it around 11:20? Okay, just go. Just go now.
These things better be exact.
Right. And it's like, wait,
exactly.
boom.
Exactly.
Because so we had a whole bit. We had a whole bit set up, too. That's why he's mad.
We did.
We were going to kill it.
We
that bit was so DOA anyway, yeah.
It's like pulling the Band-Aid off it. You say 1, 2, 3.
By the way, real exactly. question. What are you going to wear today? Two, yeah. What are you wearing on the show today? Is it going to be this?
This is it. Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, I thought this was a dry run for a pilot or something.
No. This is my plane gear. I'm going on the plane. I got a 12-hour.
Oh, you're doing it for real, London? Oh,
I am.
My God.
By the way, that's another terrible promo. You're doing this for real?
No, I like
Tune
it.
Tune in.
No, I'll watch.
Tune in. Bills, Jaguars.
Bills, Jaguars. No, sometimes the last 15 seconds of the Jaguars
14
game.
Seconds is where it's at. You know, that's where it's good. But, you know, what if Trevor Lawrence, and you're playing? All those guys?
They're all playing. They're going.
I saw him fighting in a game. He was fighting a guy from the Packers.
They were not real.
Never. No, they're a guy wearing jerseys. I figured that after a while, but... What else is going on? We got snake oil.
Yeah,
I'm on the road doing stand up.
You are.
Snake oil's good. Tonight we got
Dwight Howard,
Adam Devine, and Dwight Howard.
First time you met Dwight Howard? Imagine first time you ever.
You know, no? I saw him once outside a restaurant. He doesn't blend in, and he's huge. And I went up and I said something. I said hi, man, because he's ripped.
Yeah.
And he was super cool. And then he 100% did not remember meeting me. When I went up during the commercial, I go, hey, man, I gave him one of the, you know, and then, like this. And then he goes, okay, that doesn't sound like okay. I racked your memory, you know, I met you and he goes, okay, well,
meaning what? Like he doesn't believe you that like, you met or
if you say we did. And I was like, I go, you know, check your diary. It was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, my God.
Dear diary, today.
That is a weird response. Like, hey, man, you know, it's good seeing you again. Like,
okay. I just give it back to you. See? It's like Denzel or something.
That's right.
Oh, okay. But he was good on the show.
Okay. And the celebrities are there
to assist. They help. The game show is so ridiculous. That's the funny part is I thought it was kind of a funny show because. You think the products are so good.
Yes.
Some of them are good, and then some of them are so bad. That's why it's hard. You can never get them all right. I don't know what the answers are.
Mm.
And then I'm like, is it the baby tooth necklace out of real baby teeth? I'm like, well, that's the fake one. And then I go to the next one, because it's two. So if this one's fake, I go, that's fake. What's this one? And they go, it's venison whiskey. Whiskey tastes like meat. And I go, okay. So let's go back to the first one. Now, so you have like 60 seconds and they grill these people and then it's not enough time to figure it out. And then you go, now you got to lay your bets down. Which one do you think? And if you think it's the baby tooth necklace, then the other people go, actually, it's the other one. And then they bet. And so you win, lose until the end. And then you have a big bet at the end. But it's pretty fun because honestly, people play along and they get them wrong so much. It's hard to do.
I remember when I was a kid, Liars Club? There was a show, Liars Club, where you had to tell,
I remember that.
Right? And you had to guess who was lying and who wasn't.
Yeah,
and
those they tell the, a story or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Those things have, and this
to
is
to tell
similar,
the truth.
To tell the truth, right?
That's way back. You'd remember that one.
I do remember. Oh, yeah.
But I think
Bob Barker might have hosted that back in the day. I'm a game show aficionado.
Maybe Gene Rayburn.
With the long microphone. Hey, now.
It's like a pool cue. Yeah, that, and so this one was kind of fun because I've never done a game show. I don't even watch them really, and I was like, this is sort of a weird idea. And Will Arnett brought it to me and said, hey.
Very deep voice.
That's what he said.
I'm Batman.
And then we did it, but I think it's pretty fun. So I'm bad at it, and I did 10 of them, and I'm no better at it.
What do you mean you're bad at
well,
it?
Well, I try to guess along because I don't know.
Oh, I see
I say, don't
saying.
Tell me.
Okay.
And then we do it, and I throw a few jokes in. And then everyone's like, wow. And then sometimes we do too many crowd shots. I will say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are called cutaways in the business to make sure for edits. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, but, you know.
Okay.
I tell one of my medium jokes. You know, sometimes people get mad, like if we go to dinner and the waiter is like, hey, you want some butter with that? And I go, yeah, can I get two? And then he goes, okay. And everyone goes, literally nothing, not a joke. And they laugh at you. And it's so painful to watch you slurp it up. And I go, I'm killing. And they go, but you're doing nothing. And I go, it's just, I'm halfway to getting a laugh when they walk up. And you say anything and they go, this guy. And then later they go, was that even funny? They don't know. But you're sort of Dwight Howarding me right now.
Okay.
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 If you say so. Yes, Dwight. We met and we talked.
Colorado Springs, Colorado, Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. Sacramento, Colorado, yeah. Houston.
Airway Heights, Washington. Where's that? I don't know where that is.
Is that a real place?
That's what it says on the card. It better be real. Grand Ronde, Oregon. You're going to Calgary, Houston?
This up.
No, that's what it says.
Calgary, Portland. Yeah, Portland.
Then you're going to Vegas? You playing the Sphere?
I just
gonna
be did in the Sphere? Weekend of Sphere Open was this week. I don't love the word Sphere.
What is it against?
I have a real problem with it.
Why?
Now I have a problem with you because you like it.
I had no idea these were fighting words.
Why don't they call it the circle? Anything else? The Sphere. Who's
Sphere?
Saying that? I'm not saying that on the rest of my life. So it's right by the Venetian.
Okay.
I like that name. It's easy. Yes. And then, but it's sort of behind it. And so I play the Venetian with Nikki Glaser, and we had a really fun weekend this weekend. And the U2 was playing that place.
Yes.
And they were all excited.
You didn't go?
I love you too. I thought it was a little bit of an odd pick for the first band.
Why?
Because they're sort of from a different generation, you know. But maybe that's who pays the most for tickets. I don't know. But I love you too.
They're pretty iconic. I mean,
that's
true. You want to open up an iconic circular structure. See, I didn't, you know, right. I don't want to trigger you.
The big,
you know,
medicine ball, yoga ball. Yeah. That's so much easier.
The medicine ball on the strip. It's too cumbersome to say
by
that.
By the way, look at that electric bill. It's honestly. The whole day it's changing and different things and crazy. So I think if that's the future, I think that might be the future music because people were digging it. It was so crazy.
I saw the videos from inside it. Unbelievable.
Crazy, right?
You're going? Are you going this weekend?
Next week.
Yeah,
week.
They're doing like 25 shows before Christmas. And I think they'll just start making them all over the place. It's a pain to make.
It's apparently costs as much to advertise in 1 hour as you were offered for an entire year of the SoFi suite.
Oh, it does,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 1 hour of advertising is $500,000.
Like a $500,000.
Really?
Yeah.
They're
like going to put your own image.
Because one review that didn't like it said, they don't like the band, so they go, come for the show. Worst case scenario, if you're super bored, you can watch the band.
Right.
Because the truth is, there's so much happening, you forget there's four dinky guys singing down here. You just think it's a soundtrack like you're seeing the Love Show in at the Mirage.
Yeah, right.
Or that's kind of what it is.
Going to the planetarium or something.
When they were building it, I thought it was going to be like a laser light Pink Floyd mushroom place. Yeah. But
and by the way, it probably is
for people. Like, yeah. But I do like to hear that you too. So I'll go see it. But
all right. And people get tickets. Okay. By the way, I'm not going to stop doing
tickets
that the rest
at
of the day.
Tickets at davidspade.com for my concert, not this dopey circle one.
Okay. Dopey circle. That's another name for it. Again, I don't think it's going to catch on.
They should have a guy sitting on top. Core.
There it is.
Core.
There it is. Work on your core.
Dwight Howard can sit on it.
That's right. Dwight Howard can work on his core there. Oh, my gosh.
Are we wrapping up?
We can if you'd like.
Or we have another 12 minutes.
No,
this
we don't.
This show is forever.
No, it's not.
Jimmy Fallon, I'd be already back at, you know, Lure right now.
No, we like sticking around.
No, it's great. We like anyway, I got to run, but anyway.
I got to let you go.
No.
All right, very good.
In summary.
Yes.
I'll do it for you.
Yes.
Snake oil is tonight. You're pretending you love going to 8 games in London.
I can't wait.
London.
All right, and everyone should tune in.
Tune in for the Cardinals at the Equator. Then we're going to have who's playing in Ukraine in 2 weeks? Anyway, we'll get you all the notes on that.
No.
It'll be at the bottom of the screen. And did everyone live through the alert?
We did.
So far.
We
made it.
It's because they jumped. They jumped it.
I mean, it's honestly, very poor planning on the world. Whatever that was.
Honestly, like, you're supposed to act like you're buttoned up on your information, not jump
you
the
can't
gun
go
by 90
and a half
seconds.
Early. That's weird. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Kind of gives you pause.
All right, guys, give me like a 20-step lead before you come chasing me for autographs.
Right, I'm go. David Spade, everybody. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There we go. All right, we'll be right back to wrap this show in a second.
Millions of listeners and thousands of five-star reviews rave about the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, the unbelievable story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history.
He was a whiskey man, bank robber, hit man. He was a murderer. He's also my father.
Seasons 1 and 2 are available to binge right now, and bonus episodes are coming soon. Imperative Entertainment presents In the Red Clay. Get the podcast wherever you listen.
So I tell Mark Norman and Shane Gillis, my two openers.
Yes.
I say, hey, we're doing the Mullet Arena. We'll do two shows. We do one show Saturday night. Sells out at Friday. Sells out at Wednesday, at Thursday. Doing four shows. Guys, it's a little treat. Super Bowl tickets on me. Good seats. $125,000.
Well, you're going for the primo if you're talking about that.
I didn't know. My wife called and she goes, they just took $125,000 out of our account. Is something going on? Do you need to talk to me about something? Are you going to South Africa for a month? I was like, no, we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't even like either of the teams. This is the rub.
Oh no.
They don't tell you your seats until Friday.
Get out of here!
You don't know where you're sitting. I don't even know who I gave the money to!
Oh my God!
I don't even know! My manager just goes, I need $125,000! And I gave it to you! I feel like Bernie Madoff's client! Like, I'm just sitting there going, so you think Bitcoin's gonna really do well? I hope this money turns out. Matt Damon said we're cool.
Oh my
I heard Tom Brady's involved. This should be a win-win, right?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard and crying.
I don't even know when I get my ticket.
Burton. It's the greatest heist ever.
My guys are so sad, but I still limp.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, if I have bad seats, I'm going to be living. I hate the Super Bowl. I'm going to be rooting against both teams.
Oh, my God.
God, that was funny.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Nobody
wow.
is funnier when on a roll quite like him, man.
Voice gets so high.
Oh, God. He had us in stitches back in the day right there with Bert. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It's fun stuff with David Spade right there. We just on our Roku channel stream for our radio audience had a great look back at our Super Bowl show, and Bert Kreischer was talking about getting tickets for the game for his crew and had no idea how much they cost, and had no idea where they were. And
But they were expensive.
He knew they were expensive, right. But he just didn't know where they were, and he didn't know how much it was going to all in cost him.
Yeah.
Had he used game time.
Yes, right.
He would have known these things. Because you shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Sports, music, comedy, theater events. Fast and easy way to buy tickets is Game Time. Killer last minute deals. And again, the best thing is you see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Game Time has a guarantee. Game Time guarantee means this. You'll always get the best price, and if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. We all have Game Time accounts here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's how much we believe in our partner here. You take the guesswork right out of buying tickets by downloading the Game Time app. You create an account, and you can use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Kenny Pickett says he's going to play on Sunday.
I just saw that.
Tough son of a gun. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just in time.
Now, did you get that from Matt Canada's burner account?
Oh, my goodness.
Where did you get that from?
Again, you're talking about the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that went around the old X machine yesterday where, you know, there's an account that tweets or posts, but it has replies. Yeah. So it doesn't post anything of their own thoughts.
Right.
It replies to anybody that seems to be complaining about the play calling or the coordinator by name himself. But let's give benefits of the doubt.
For sure.
And certainly if Matt Canada still remains the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, unlike what so many Steelers fans say, that would mean that maybe this is not true. Because I would imagine somebody explaining to Mike Tomlin that one of your employees is carping back at the stuff outside the building, which, as you know, is what Mike Tomlin says is the least important noise on planet Earth, is what anybody else is saying outside of the building. It's what they're building inside as a team that matters the most. But that said, one would think it is incredibly helpful that Kenny Pickett is under center for this team. And this is Pickett moments ago.
Good, be ready to go by Sunday.
Were you worried at all that it was going to be worse than what it was?
A little bit from what the doctors were saying they were worried about, but got lucky that it was what it was and pushing to go Sunday.
Do you have any limitations at all?
No, I think by Sunday I'll be good.
The knee brace that you have on, is that just for practice or are you wearing that around all the time?
Just for practice.
All right, good for this. This is great. This is great.
Great.
For two reasons. One, Ryan Tannehill would have been very nervous if Pickett couldn't go because that would have been two consecutive starting quarterbacks the Ravens would face. Out.
Okay.
Like, and next one is Tannehill.
Yeah.
That'd have been Deshaun Watson. Their visits to Cleveland and Pittsburgh and against the backup quarterbacks. All right, let's sign up for that. Any team would sign up for that if you're trying to win a division. And plus, Ravens Steelers, let's go. Full strength. And I understand Ravens fans are like, hold our beer about injuries. And that's the most impressive aspect of the Ravens run so far. 3-1 with so many banged up individuals. So many injured from J.K. Dobbins all the way down to the latest. It's always great when these two teams face each other. It's always great. It is so great. The two most tenured coaches, right, outside of Belichick in the conference, Tomlin versus Harbaugh. Let's go. Ravens versus Steelers. Let's go. I remember a Christmas game.
Yeah.
We were on the air for that. What was the Antonio Brown caught one on the goal line and got blown up? Nasty hits. Oh, I forget what it was. But this is always great when these two teams face one another.
2016.
Bro. Unreal that's 7 years ago now. Can't wait. So glad that Pickett's going to play. Awesome. That's a big game that we got on that Sunday. You know what's another sneaky one is Houston, Atlanta. Because if Stroud strolls in and starts winging it around like he's winged it around for the first four games, and the Atlanta Falcons begin to struggle again on offense, don't you think there'll be some eyes that just look right at the quarterback
and go,
"Dirty
birds"? It'll be
Do you see what's happening over there? What Nico Collins is that much better than Drake London? You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you think so.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying what Atlanta Falcons fans might be sitting there thinking. But again, that's the outside noise. It really is what Arthur Smith thinks. You know, it's really what he thinks. And that was a fascinating decision he had in London at halftime of that game. Stuck with Ritter, was rewarded by a very nice drive to start the half, but still a second consecutive loss. And there is a guy, speaking of Bert Kreischer, as we did moments ago, you know, and Heineke, who can...
we were drinking beers with those
who
guys.
Who can change fortunes really fast, man. He's one of those guys. He's got like the Fitzpatrick in him.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Heineke. He's like our current Fitzpatrick of this league. That's what he is. Where he can just...
He didn't go to Harvard, though.
That's one crucial difference. So that's one right there. That's interesting. 2-2 and 2 teams. The winner of that game's 3-2. Right? We all know the game that we started, San Francisco and the Cowboys.
Yeah, Eagles and Rams, I think, is going to be.
I'll be zooming in on really Friday. Andrew Siciliano is going to be sitting in this chair here while I'm over in London, but I'll be zooming in as much as I can almost every show. I'll be part of it over there, telling you what's going on over there. And that's the first game of the weekend. Jaguars and Bills kick off at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 out here on the left coast. And hopefully you tune in for the whole thing and you're not David Spade saying, I'll tune in for the last 15 seconds of Jaguars football. That's what he called London games. I'll run that up the flagpole with NFL
just to see.
Network PR to see if that's a good promo. Or do I, with 15 seconds to go in the game,
to shout him out.
Welcome in David Spade in Los Angeles, California?
Please do. I will text you to remind you in case you forget.
I know you can do that, but what if it's a game? Like, you know, you know what I mean?
You should be like David
Spade.
You
got to do it anyway. Yeah, I mean, you've got to do it.
Yeah. We welcome in David Spade and the rest of the audience with 15 seconds to go on the left coast.
What you may have missed.
For this Jaguars game. Here's what you missed.
Do you really do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's not abusing my privilege.
It's
absolutely
in the chair.
All being in agreement strikes me as this is a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's what we do here.
Bad ideas are sometimes good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Bad idea jeans with Spade on and SNL when that commercial was on. That was a good one. That was a skit. You never saw Bad Idea Jeans?
It sounds familiar.
I think he was in that skit, as a matter of fact. That, you know, the jeans commercials they always used to have?
Let's see. And they would,
check that one out. In the meantime, we'll wrap up this show. Thanks for taking part. I want to thank Baker Mayfield. That was so much fun. Fun show.
We're going to Bahamas.
Bruce Feldman.
Hey, thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Definitely not.
No, give us the date so we can get our...
Definitely not.
My calendar in line.
Roll your break.
Yeah.
Every Monday, Rich Eisen and Chris Brockman react to what's happening in the world of football on Overreaction Monday.
Dolphins, Final Four AFC team.
Oh, that is not an overreaction at all. I'm with you.
You're in.
I am in. The other three Final Four teams, if you ask me to call my shot, this is the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Call your shot.
Entertainment purposes only, unless I'm right.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens.
Ravens.
Final Four.
Overreaction Monday, the podcast, wherever you listen.